There are a lot of important things in life, and we can get caught up in those things, and many times it's worth our attention. But there is one thing that is the most important thing, and that is your soul and your soul's salvation. The first question is, do you believe in God? If you believe in God, you must believe He's communicated with us. And we believe that the Bible is His communication with us. If you have questions about the existence of God or the question of whether or not the Bible is God's Word, contact us at bbfohio.com. We'd love to talk to you about those things. We'll answer your questions and have a discussion. But once you've settled the fact, you know there's a God, you know the Bible is God's Word, then that book tells you and I that we're lost sinners. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's you and I both. That's every man and woman who've ever lived except one, Jesus Christ. And so that is why Jesus Christ, who is God, came as a man, died on the cross, and shed His blood. It was to pay for the sins of the whole world. He was buried, but He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. That's laid out in its simplicity in 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, written by the Apostle Paul, the inspired words of God. So you have to face the fact that the most important thing is that you know that your sins are forgiven and that you're going to heaven. You have to know your soul is saved. That's the most important thing in this life. If it turns out we're wrong about this, what do you lose? Nothing. I mean, we're going to die and just be nothing anyway. Then it doesn't matter at all. But if there is a God, and if the Bible is God's Word, and if the Bible is true, and I believe all of that with all my heart, and you die without Jesus Christ, you lose everything. You have possibly the idea of your works saving you. My good works outweigh my bad. That doesn't work. If you go into a court of law and you've committed a murder, and you tell the judge, yes, I committed that murder, but look at all the good I did. The judge is going to say, that's irrelevant to this case. He will convict you because the evidence is there. And then in Ohio, where I live, you face a death penalty. And that's what the Bible says about sin. For the wages of sin is death. But the rest of the verse is good news. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you will stop trusting that somehow your good works are going to outweigh your bad, which no judge would ever agree with, and you're going to be standing before a judge, that's why it's called Judgment Day. If you'll let go of the idea of religion helping you, religious works and things you do, once you're saved, God's pleased with that, but that can't save you. Some people hold on to their sin. Jesus said in John 3:19 that this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They hold on to their sin. And you've got to repent. It's not a work you do. It's not penance. It's different. Repent means to turn. You drop whatever you're holding on to, your sin, your religion, your works, any false ideas you have or notions, you drop it and you turn repentance toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. According to Acts 20:21, that's what Paul says his ministry was. All those who follow Paul's ministry will preach that you repent toward God. You come empty-handed with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for my sins. He was buried, but He rose again. On the third day, according to the Scriptures, He conquered my sins and the sins of the whole world. He paid the full price for our sins. And if you will trust in that gospel, it's only then that you've taken care of the most important thing. I urge you, consider your soul salvation. Repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in His shed blood and the death on the cross that He provided to pay for your sins and the power of His resurrection as victory over sin and death. Then you will have taken care of the most important thing.